The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, April 1st. Yes.
April Fool's Day.
7:06 in the morning, 605-4567.
You got to pull a prank
and
on me.
And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, I will. I'm going to. I am. You know what? Like, you don't know what I did to your chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you put gum on underneath my...
No. That means it's the first time that I start to say something and you beat me to it. I push the... See this little button right
okay.
here?
Okay. I'm going to
push that button. No, it's not
an
eject button.
A buzzer?
A little buzzer.
So, don't talk over you. Don't talk over the boss.
Well, no, but see, but if I do it, it automatically just shocks you.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's not me.
Shocking,
yeah,
to
it's
me.
Just shocking. Okay. No, I would never do anything to hurt you. You know that.
I know, dear.
Yeah.
7:06 in the
morning. Especially when you've got a dog the size of that one sitting next to you that just looks at me and goes,
Our pet of the week. Our pet of the week is coming up here in just a second. Should we start with our...
Our what?
Did you go through all your stuff?
Yeah.
Your laundry and assortment?
I have.
Okay. And sundries. Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be high today. Our temperatures are going to soar to 77 with our lows tonight of around 50. Saturday calls for high of 75 Saturday night. Slight chance of showers and partly cloudy with our 50 lows. And Sunday is 75. Beautiful forecast.
Are you sure there's not... Is there going to be like rain coming in like Monday or Sunday or Monday? Something like that? You see anything like that?
I don't see anything like that here. Let's see. Chance of showers. You're right. Monday. Partly sunny with near 69, so it's still not like cold front. But, you know, partly 30% chance of showers.
Okay.
Sunday night, chance of showers as well. But, you know, you go from Sunday at 75 to chance of showers Sunday night. So, and, but you know, the forecast changes so much
next
every
Wednesday, though, they're
day.
Saying is it could be, we could hit 90 next Wednesday already.
Well, the forecast, according to the National Weather Service, says Wednesday is high of 84. But, you know, sometimes we'll say that, and it just varies so much. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. I'll give them a call at 365-3793.
If it's Friday, it must be Haven Humane Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
You brought in a little fellow today.
You could say that.
How'd you get him into the truck?
Her.
Believe it or not, I actually have to pick her up to put her into the vehicle.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that right? Is she just, you know what? Okay, let's talk about her.
So this morning I brought with me Dulce. She is...
Dulce.
She is a six-year-old pit bull basset hound mix.
She's long.
She's long. She's
and muscly.
And short, and she's got the long ears. Absolutely adorable.
She's a chunky dog.
She is a chunky dog.
In a black and white. And she's just laying there on the ground.
White and gray.
Here. What?
White and gray.
Oh, white and gray. Yeah.
She is. She's just laying here on the ground, though, nice and mellow, eager to meet people. She is slightly overweight.
Well, I don't feel like, you know, she just looks like that's muscle. It doesn't look like she's got a pooch.
That's just relaxed muscle.
It relaxed muscle, about 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's 40 pounds covering that six-pack there. You know what I really like about her is she's watching Just Bob.
She's this would be a nice watchdog. I mean, if you were looking for a dog, and she's got just a really disposition, is like, whatever.
I don't know if she'd be a good watchdog. It could be one of those that just kind of looks at him.
Yeah, that's
in.
It. That's it.
But look at
makes
that
you not
face.
Want to enter.
Look at that face. But, yeah, when you see her, you just kind of say, yeah, I'm just going to leave that house alone.
Yes. Yeah. And she would definitely deter someone. So we have her rated for a home with kids 8 and older because of her size. She does get excited and, you know, gets a little bouncy, so could easily knock over a small child.
She gets excited?
On very rare occasions, she does get excited.
Are you holding up a turkey leg or something? Okay, so, but she's just absolutely calm.
She is. She's a big couch potato and a lover, too. We're riding down the road on the way here, and she's sitting over in the passenger seat, and she just, like, leans her head over and puts it right on my lap. And she just wants attention in a nice, warm home.
Well, tell our listeners who you are.
I'm Spencer with Haven Humane.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Spencer with Haven Humane. That's why I wanted to hear it from you. And you've been with Haven Humane how long now?
It'll be 5 years next month.
Congratulations.
And you've been on our show for that long.
Yes.
You get to select the pet of the week and take them out to all the media stations.
You've been employee of the year over there?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Now, where did Dosie come from?
So she came into us as a stray with a little partner. We were able to contact the owner. However, they were not in a situation where they could take her back. So they did, unfortunately, have to leave her with us. So we're now searching for a new forever home that will actually be able to house her forever.
So she was loved on, and, I mean, she just...
Yeah, they just could no longer take care of her.
Okay.
And that happens, and that's why you try to... With the beautiful thing about Haven Humane is that it's a shelter until somebody can come along and then adopt.
Correct.
Is she always this calm?
She is always this calm, unless, of course, like you mentioned earlier, you're holding a chicken leg or something.
Turkey leg, then she gets up on you. Right. Okay, good-looking dog. You take her for a little walk. How about on a leash and all that?
She is wonderful on a leash.
Okay.
She already knows sit. It was funny, this morning I was walking through to pick my dog, and she sees me walking by, and she's sitting there at the front of the kennel, and I go, "You want to go? You want to go?" And she starts barking at me like, "Yes, yes, I want to go."
So. Aww. That's cool. So that's how it happens. That you just get a feeling of, this is going to be my dog. I'm taking him in today. Yeah.
Good. All right.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for all
how
that
do
you
do. How do people get Dosie?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 Eastside Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. And I do want to let you know, because she's 6 years old, she's considered a senior, so her adoption fee is cut in half.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, good dog. It's how much does he weigh? Would you say?
Pretty close to 100 pounds.
Whoa! Yeah. But
if not past that,
she is just a beautiful dog calm. And you know what? What a great face! It's just a happy face. Yeah. So, and if you get her and you take her out for walks, you know you drop 20 pounds off her.
Yeah, she's got healthy gums.
She's got healthy. She's very healthy. So good. Okay, Spencer. Thanks.
Thank
a lot.
You, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
Our Haven Humane Society Pet of the Week. We always love our Friday mornings, and thank you.
And she's got kind of like pink around her nose.
She's
lovely.
She's white. The white dog. But she's got really healthy looking gums. You know, look at the teeth and the tongue, and yeah.
Okay, are you done? Look at that. Okay, now, this is the first chance I had a chance to really look at her. She does have a long, low body.
She does,
but
long,
she's
low body.
Stocky, but she doesn't have the real long ears. So, you know what? Those pit bulls get around a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crosses out there.
Right.
Hey, you know what? One of the things, you haven't been here all week, but you know, one of the great things we have, when we talk about sponsors and all this, is our Sleep Number guys. And my sleep number setting, I've moved it to 80, and your sleep number setting is 40. But I can't say enough about how well we sleep on this bed.
It's such a, it spoils us. you kind of just wish that, maybe when you know that you're going to go see your folks or somebody's house, I hope you have a Sleep Number bed. Because we can't wait to go back and get a good night's sleep. I can't even begin to tell you the difference of not getting a good night's sleep and getting a good night's sleep. When you have a good night's sleep, then you know what you've been missing.
The three parts of being healthy, the diet, the exercise, and sleep. Not only that, what about your kids? Kids need a lot of sleep and to be fresh for school, to continue their growth cycle so they can like when they're sleeping, they can just kind of like recharge all their batteries just like all we do. And you can also do that. Plus, with the Sleep IQ technology that you can also have, the Sleep IQ technology gives you ideas on how to sleep better. it either on how to adjust the bed, maybe up a little bit or down a little bit, stop watching TV or stop using your computer an hour before you go to bed. All these little things that can come with the Sleep IQ technology. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't say enough about Sleep Number. Head on over to the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center and take a look at their Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology, starting at only $1,099.98. It's important because, you know, when you figure these last, how long they last, guaranteed, made in America. Trisha's had hers for like 12 years and is just extremely happy with it.
So invest you figure out how in much yourself.
Yeah, invest in yourself.
And in your family.
7:16 in the morning. We're going to be right back after these messages with some ideas about what's happening to Trump. Is he losing it?
And we have tickets to give away as well.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. The Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
Good morning on this beautiful Friday. Carl and Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio. 7:18 in the morning, currently 51 degrees. Okay, now you're chomping at the bit, Carl. You wanted to talk about, well, let's talk about, we have to thank our sponsors, of course.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And Cody Titus, Cody is one of their top sellers and producers over at Properties by Merit. Whether you're looking for your first home or an investment property or finding the dream ranch you've always wanted, give them a call at 209-0721. That's Properties by Merit. Give Cody Titus a call, 209-0721. Well, it looks like in Wisconsin, another big primary coming up, Ted Cruz is leading by several points in the Wisconsin primary so far in the polls. And Trump is, a lot of reports is that Trump
He's in trouble with women over the latest statements he made. Plus this other part where he was not going to pledge allegiance to the
what?
Republican Party. He would not support the candidate of the Republican Party. Of course, then the other two guys said the same thing right after that. So the big question is everything that's going on. Are women really upset? We've got women out there right now, Sun Gold, Angel, and many more, the doctor. Is Trump somebody you can support if, you know, and under the things he has said? And I think one of the things he said, if I understood it right, was that jailing people who have had abortions.
You know, here's what I
was really surprised when he said something like that, because I mean it's one thing to oppose abortions, put rules on abortions. You can even, I mean, you know, if you can get it passed, which I doubt you can, you know, even, you know, say, okay, if you're going to have an abortion, it's got blah 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 blah. But to say you're going to put people in jail for having them, I don't know if this was taken out of context or if they cut everything out in before and after, but that really has resonated with a lot of women voters.
Okay, so I have an issue with women's wombs and women's choices being in the arena of politics. I really have an issue with it. I always have. And I can't stand it when there's so many things like Korea, nukes, ISIS, security, fraud, taxes, IRS scandals. And then we go on to, can you or can you not have an abortion? And some may disagree with me, but I just feel that this is not a discussion to be having why somebody is running for president of the United States. My concerns are it's not this right of life. This is not what I'm talking about. That what goes on with the issue for women should not be, and who is running the country shouldn't have to do with my decision on whether what I decide to do with my body.
Okay. Comments in here is that Trump, from ladies, Trump is a buffoon. I think all the harsh comments he makes just shows you his true character. So, interesting. The other thing is that Sanders is leading Hillary by several points in Wisconsin, too. You know, here's the thing is, here's Sanders raising money from the people, and he's whipping her in many states. You know, she carried the South. Yes, it's true. But she is, you know, he is doing so much better against her than anybody ever thought. And the point is that Bernie Sanders is forcing her to go out there and get further and further left. And there's a lot of people that notice that. Plus, you know, I'm not even going to get into the servers today. It's just remarkable that people still are supporting her that believe that she's dishonest. That she's dishonest and she lies. 65-70% of the people out there, this is all across party lines, ethnic groups, whether you're male or female, believe that she lies and that she is dishonest. So I don't understand how they can continue to support somebody for president on this. It doesn't make sense to me. The good news. Homicide rates in the U.S. significantly dropped for white, black, and Hispanics between the years of 1990 and 2010. They gave the reasons as being, one of them being mass incarceration. So they put a lot of people in jail. They put others in there is immigration. They said a lot of the immigrants that have come in to this country are not gangsters, that they come in to get jobs and education and all this. So they are not they aren't getting in trouble like, say, your homegrown people. You know, they said, but you can't use the mass incarceration as a reason to maybe keep putting people in jail in these numbers, because, you know, but so they're trying to, the people that did the survey or did the study are trying to have it both ways on this one. But it's interesting to see is that the homicide rates have dropped significantly. So, and you don't hear that too much. On the other hand, right here in our town, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti had a town hall meeting. He has these because he wants to reach out to our citizens. And when he reaches out to the citizens to tell them what's going on, let them ask questions. Well, his first one had like 200 people in it, then it went down. Then he got all the law enforcement agencies together, and it was during that time that Sam Allen was pushing, the crime in the streets and all this. And there was, and we hosted it, or we MC, do you remember? They was turning away people.
Right.
800 people in the Sequoia, theater there. At least that many people turned away. Everybody's so interested in crime.
A couple years back.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, he just had his first town hall meeting this year. 60 people.
People are tired.
60 people showed up. And
do you think they're feeling that they're being heard?
I think they believe that it's not going to change. And the one thing he did say, property crimes are way up again. Property crimes are way up. But people are still not locking their houses. They're still not locking their cars. And this this is one of the causes of the crime. If you don't lock your car and don't lock your house, somebody just walks in and takes things and runs away. On the other hand, there's other things that people are in there breaking into places. They're stealing cars all the time. All of these things are happening. And I think what happens is that people are tired of it, but they're also getting numb, just like you said.
Well,
they're getting numb because they know nothing's changed.
When you have criminals being released from prison in the state of California, what are they? What's the number again? The number of the there's a
AB 109,
yeah, AB
Proposition 47, and
thank
now
you.
They're getting ready to do the last one, where they release people based on their last crime they committed. So it could be a breaking and entering. Oh, that's nonviolent, and ignore the five, rapes, assaults, attempted murder that were in front of that. They're just looking at the last one that's going to turn rapists loose on the streets.
So my feeling is, when you're telling me 60 people, first of all, was it advertised? When was it? We just came out of, we came out of this Christmas fog, New Year's fog, and leap year. And what happened? It's already April 1st today. I know they say the older you get, the quicker time goes, but I mean, I can't believe that I'm going to be writing four in my checkbook. Yes, I'm old-fashioned. I still write checks. But that four, it's the beginning of the fourth month of 2016. What happened to time? Well, going back to the AB 109 and more prisoners being released, is that we're hearing this time and time again about property crimes or crimes out of the car. If it's under $1,000, they get their hands slapped and that's it. They're back out on the street.
Yep.
So there's no feeling of right in that at all. You are completely on your own. So there's nothing law-abiding to take care of you if somebody steals or robs you and it's under $1,000. Forget about the emotional, being distraught emotionally. Yeah. You can't put a figure on what it is to be emotionally damaged or to feel like your life is being threatened or that your children's lives are being threatened or somebody comes in your house and disturbs your animals and everything has to, it takes a while before your life is upheavaled or that you have to have your alarms and doors and whatever it is that makes your life go turn upside down. Forget about any of that. So now if you call the cops and it's under $1,000, there's nothing they can do. That's why people aren't showing up to the friggin' meeting.
Okay.
That's why.
They have gotten to the point, I believe this, and I think you're right, that people have gotten to the point, they said, what good is it going to do? I'll report it, but what good is it going to do? We can't put anybody into jail. The jail's full. And, Modi and Kehoe both said that, they didn't want to expand the other jails. So, well, we don't have money. Well, if we don't have, I mean, how important is it to put more people off the streets, take more people off the streets? What's their other plan then? What's your other plan then, supervisors? If you're not going to give more money for the jail, what's your plan to be able to incarcerate all of these people that still break in, that we are a huge jump in property crimes? I believe if you took 200 people off the street and put them in pretrial confinement, you wouldn't have a problem. But guess what? We can't do that because our leadership has not come up with any idea. Or if ideas have been presented to them, they don't like them. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Terry, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Yesterday, they had a wonderful event at Tobacco and Brew. They had the My Father Cigars was there, and a number of people out there. I just had a wonderful time. Sat there, met some really great people. And that there's a cigar club here in town that meets every Friday. I think the Grindhouse. I think that's what they're called. And they're just it covers everything. I mean,
like
anywhere
park.
From lawyers to psychologists to police to everybody is there. And it sounds like a great place. But yesterday the event was really super. Shelley was bringing out, she had food there and drinks, and it was just a nice day for everybody. And I can't say that enough. Tobacco and Brew, 2139 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community. It's a veteran-owned business. We appreciate Joe and Shelley, and a special shout-out for Joe today. It's so important that we support our local businesses. We'll be right back.
That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I've only been saying it for 7 years. 7 years, I should have that. 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundabad. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. You know what, Linda? You have become a physical stud since you've been over there in their swimming pool, working out in their
studette,
in their personal training program within the aqua.
And there's so many other things that I'm looking forward to branching out this year, but they do have the largest indoor pool that's saltwater
pool
in the North State. And I keep telling people that when they're having injuries or back issues or, you know, something's gone out, I tell them the best therapy is in the pool. I'm getting a workout under the water, and I'm not feeling that hard pressure on my joints. So I recommend anybody to go over there and try to work with Kathleen Cowling and the trainer. Go see Wellgate. They have a spa inside, a Bohem spa inside of the gym. They have yoga. They have spinning. They have the floor, and it just a lot of things. It is a club. It's a beautiful club.
And I'm getting ready for, of course, the Spartan race in November with the gang down there. We're having our own Spartan team out there going to be making the run.
I'm having fun watching you get ready.
I tell you what, I'm sitting there, you know, at night. I'm thinking about having us all get tattoos of the Spartan helmet on our chest.
Your elbow is pretty good there. Your right elbow is really in shape.
It was, you know what? You've got to be able to grab and pull. Grab and pull.
Grab and pull.
Okay, 768-1205 is our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Good morning, gorgeous. How you doing?
Are you talking to me?
Who else would I be talking to?
Good morning, Terry. You're weighing in on what we discussed earlier.
I am. You know, we got to start a program called Politically Uncorrect.
We do have that every time you call.
So every now and then I get fired up. I get fired up, and I just feel like things are just a little cockeyed. But go ahead.
You know, you're right. You know, and what you said is right. But, you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, Chief Politti's trying to do his job. But, you know, a lot of people look at this, and I think there's another side to it in the fact that we've heard all this before. Lock the cars, lock the doors. Policemen take a long time. Don't have enough policemen. We have new cars. We have new equipment. We have a new police station. We have City Hall getting raises. We have Starman making, I don't know, $300,000 a year. We don't have any money. We're going to have to tax the people. It's the same stuff. So people, I think, are weary of that. And getting back to AB 109 and all the other stuff, I know that, Gary Cadd takes a lot of ride-alongs that he goes with the police. And it's difficult when you have a couple walking down the street, a guy and a gal that could be high on drugs. You know, there's a male officer that pulls them over. The gal puts the drugs down her pants. The officer can't exactly say, well, I'm looking for a library card. So, you know, what you really have is a situation where political correctness gets in the way of that. You have to have a female officer search her, so he's got to let one of them go.
Well, you know, the whole thing is this, is that if we had a place to incarcerate them, and I think it goes back to this, is, okay, you've got to fight it on all levels. And we're not talking about the drunks and all these that you know, they on the streets and mentally ill. These are not the ones that are doing breaking into the houses and stealing. But the ones we have, there's got to be some kind of temporary facility we can put up in this area that meets the minimum requirements for pretrial confinement and do it. And do it for, you only have to do it for 6 months. I really believe that. And then what you do is you clear the streets of the bad guys and girls, and the rest of them would just leave because they know they're going to be incarcerated till they get into trial.
That doesn't work because of the fact that AB 109 and the new misdemeanor laws, your wife very adeptly said that. They, you know, if it isn't $900 or if you've got a bag of heroin, it's a misdemeanor.
Well, that's right. But you know what? You can hold people on misdemeanors.
You can, Carl. But, you know, when you stop and think about it, I mean, you could probably make 300 arrests a day. I mean, you know, and really getting back to another issue, there's so many things that are against the law, and now so many things that are misdemeanors. Where does the poor police officer begin and end? I mean, I'm sure their frustration level has got to be ridiculous.
I'm sure it's pegged out at this point.
But the whole thing is, I mean, you know, again, they want to do the sales tax on everybody, you know, and they can use that sales tax by pulling it out of one end and putting it in the other and still have the same amount for the police.
Well, that's,
but I think
that would be something that's where the second one part comes in there, is that you know, that you've got to have it written in such a way.
The supplementation clause.
Yeah, the supplementation clause that says that they can't do that. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, they're, you know, you can never tell what's going to happen. So you could have that in there. So, and if that's in there and they still do that, you know, recalls and all this stuff. I realize that this is not the best solution, but you know what? It's when you're up to your, you know, when you're up to your butt in alligators, sometimes you forget the only thing you're trying to do is drain the swamp.
Yeah,
so
but what
so you
got to
push
right.
the alligators
I mean, you
away.
You could put it better. I mean, the thing is it's like, you know, how do we stop the drug situation? Well, we go to the end user. How dumb is that? Instead of the source. The source is there is money. The source is city council's been hanging back on this. The point is that they want to raise taxes on the people. And they have salaries that are out of hand, and our police force, God bless them, is the highest paid police force per capita in the state. So I mean, it isn't like there isn't money somewhere. I mean, and people, you know, I think that they are numb, but I think they're numb to the fact of hearing all this BS. That there really is stuff there. There is things that people can do, and everybody is just so enamored with I don't know the next event. That they're not understanding what's going on here in this state.
Well,
minimum wage. Look at that. I mean,
well, I haven't even gotten to that. When Brian Daly puts out a statement, says if I could have, I would have voted against it 100 times. Terry, we got other people on the phone. We've got to run. Plus, we have a guest here who's just sitting here being very, very, very calm, considering that we just had. You know, we said, well, we'll get to you after you go to Terry. Oh, now there's some other people calling. So thanks a lot, Terry. You're going to be on next Tuesday, buddy. Oh,
right.
And tomorrow is the State of Jefferson at 6 p.m.
at the Senior Citizen Center, right next to the Elks Lodge here in Reading. It starts at 4.
Four.
Doors open at 3.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Okay. Is there somebody else on there? No, there wasn't. You just. It was what?
Oh, okay. Lamalfa's calling at 8. Okay, well,
yeah.
Good. So now we
yes.
can go to work, yes?
Yes. Okay, now we have with us Peggy Hazen.
Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we're talking about Meals on Wheels.
That's right. We're in a fundraising campaign right now with the assistance of Mercy Foundation North, and we are fundraising for Meals on Wheels, a very, very valuable thing in our community. A lot of people don't know how many we have, and so just to give you some statistics, we have served over 52,980 senior homebound seniors. And meals, actually, for about 562 seniors. So we
is
constantly
that,
have meals going out.
Is that over a year or 2 years?
That was last fiscal year.
Last year, 52,000 meals?
That's correct.
Wow.
So what does your program do? Let's say when you say you're raising funds, what do you need and what do you do specifically?
Well, we need, of course, the money to fund the meals. Our meals cost us to make and prepare and transport about $6.50. We only ask for a suggested donation of $3.50 for our seniors, and we take in about $1.31 per meal. So, you know, we're nonprofit, and we
Do a lot of people volunteer for this?
Yes, we do have over 60 volunteers in Burney and Reading who take their lunchtime, and they go out and deliver this lunchtime meal to the homebound seniors. They're 60 or older, and they're unable to prepare meals for themselves or have anybody else to prepare a meal for them.
Meals on Wheels. Okay, so you're looking for donations, dollar donations.
That's correct.
Are you having a fundraiser coming up, or you're just bringing light to the fact that we're starting we're already in April of the new year. But so people can tell, okay, now you broke it down, $3 per meal is what it usually costs. And then last year you did over 52,000 meals. And like over 560 seniors in our Shasta County that need assistance and help with these meals. So are you having a fundraiser coming up, or where are your offices, or how would somebody go, oh, you know what, I need to take part of my tax return and do something like this?
That's a great suggestion, Linda. Our fundraiser is going to be a mail-out, and with the assistance of Mercy Foundation North, we are going to be mailing out letters to community members, donors, people who want to support us. And so be looking for that in the mail. Right now we're in need of vehicles. You know, we have 5, but they're getting tattered and they're getting worn out. We'll just take one at a time. So our fundraiser is going to go solely to Meals on Wheels, and it will be used for the transportation for a new truck.
So how does the fundraiser work?
It's a mail out, and so what you do, you'll receive this in the mail, or you know, coming here and talking about it, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully there's a community member who, or two that would you know want to donate, and they can go ahead and call 247-3424, which is Mercy Foundation North, or they can go online to supportmercynorth.org, and you can go in and select Shasta Senior Nutrition. And you can donate that way, either by saying, I want to donate 10 meals per month, or, you know, if you have an estate that you want to do monthly donations, anything like that will help.
Where are the meals prepared?
The meals are prepared in our Reading facility at 100 Mercy Oaks, Shasta Senior Nutrition. It's North Reading. And we put all the meals, we cook all the meals there, and we take them out to our three programs are in Shasta Lake, Reading, and
do the seniors have to pay anything for this?
It's all a suggested donation.
Okay. So, but if they did, what would they donate? Like $1.50 or something like that?
You know, it's hard to say.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
We don't track it, so it's anonymous. Okay. It's $1.31 that we've calculated that comes in for the meals.
Okay. Now, so we're just going to go beyond our break here just for a little bit here. Okay, so if people want to help, you're going to be sending out a bunch of mailers.
Correct.
So when you get that, just say, hey, here's $10 and send it back, and that you know, everybody does that, you're fine.
Correct.
Send back $1,000, you like it better.
Yay.
You can just call up these numbers she just gave you.
247-3424.
Or get on the website.
SupportMercyNorth.org and select Shasta Senior Nutrition.
I didn't know they had palm size iPads. Do they have those?
And Peggy, of course they do. And it's really amazing how it's right there in the human being. Peggy, are you looking when you're saying are you looking for car donations?
Like that vehicles? Would be great.
Okay, so if somebody's got a vehicle
that's in good shape,
now's your time, and you could probably a good tax write off, and you know where it's going.
It would be a tax write off too.
It would be great because you know that your car that you don't need, that's a third or fourth car hanging around, can be used to be able to deliver meals to seniors, and that's a good visual.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it is a write-off.
You know, it's amazing how many seniors are homebound that don't have anybody to help them. Mm-hmm. And we're more than just a meal. We're a daily check. We can come in and check them, see how they're doing.
See how they are.
At least a couple times a day, I will have the drivers call back and say, I'm concerned about Betty Lou. And she's getting blue in the lips. So, I mean, we're more than just a meal.
And then you call the appropriate authorities to go over there and check them.
That's correct.
Great.
Yep.
All right. This is a good thing to do here. This is Meals on Wheels and all these things that they do to help our seniors. So, again, go to the mealsonwheels.com.
SupportMercyNorth.org.
SupportMercyNorth.org.
Or you can call Shasta Senior Nutrition, or you can call Mercy Foundation North.
Shasta Senior Nutrition, who does a lot of things. You also have that. You also have a soup thing?
It's not run by us, but there is a soup kitchen.
Okay.
Yes. Once a year.
Once a year. Okay. Anyway, here's a good chance to do it. And if you got that car, that was a good idea, honey. If you got a vehicle out there that's good and you just, you know, it's an extra one, the kids left or whatever, it's a good chance to donate it, get a tax write off, and do a lot of good. All right, Peggy Hazen. Thank you very
much.
Thank you,
Peggy.
Thank you for having me.
So what university did you go to? It's just a joke. We were just kidding
around
here.
I'm going to take a break here. KCNR 1460. Happy Friday.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. And I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been and one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Egg's Eye. Brought to you by Diamond Dust.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. What's the weather look like there?
Currently 50 degrees, yeah. Today's sunny and high of 77. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 50, mostly sunny tomorrow with 75. I'm looking forward. Now, I know you're going to go pheasant hunting. I'm going to get up early with you, and I'm going to go hit the nursery.
You're not getting that early.
And I'm going to go get plants and go outside. I think I'm going to get one of those masks. I've never done that before. The pollen is so thick. I'm just going to be one of those, like...
Why don't you just take a bandana and tie it over your
nose? I could do that, too. Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, just take a bandana.
That's cute, too.
But, yeah, I'm going to go out and really get into the yard tomorrow. There's a lot... Oh, my gosh, do we have to cut a bunch of stuff back. That's cool. It's just great. Yeah. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. So, tonight, chance of showers. It says 20% chance of showers and partly cloudy on Saturday night. Mostly sunny. 75 on Sunday. Boy, I'll tell you, the temperature up and down. I love it like this. Was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. So,
give them a
what
call,
do you
365-3793. Veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans.
And you have something going on this weekend as well.
Oh, we got all types. Okay, tomorrow. At the Veterans Hall, starting at 6 p.m., is the second annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Group there. This is a mixer-style event, and it's an opportunity for everybody to support the nonprofit Shasta program for Project Healing Waters, which helps disabled veterans and those on active duty, disabled active duty. Also, to it's kind of a way for it's a way for them to get together, for them to and there's like 40 in the group here, and it's a way for them to have their own kind of their group sessions there, but also to ease their transition sometimes back into our into the civilian world, and sometimes it's tough after you've been in combat several times. Anyway, this is a great organization. They're having their fishing tournament on Sunday, but this is Saturday, and for $20 you get appetizers, you get a big chance to win all types of different great stuff there, from fishing trips to fishing equipment to just raft trips, all types of stuff there. Silent auctions, opportunity drawings, you're going to be networking with people who are excited about fishing. And I tell you what, the experts are there. Shasta Trinity Fly Club are the ones that are putting this thing together, plus special thanks to our sponsors, besides, of course, us. The Fly Shop, KLXR, Prather Ranch, Vietnam Veterans of America, many others. Also, on the 30th of April, the Reading Regional Chapter's 22nd Annual Banquet for Safari Club International the leader in protecting freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. This is going to be a great event. Let me tell you, we've been there. This is our third year. You know what? Linda and I have a wonderful time there.
Yes.
I mean, it's just good people.
Encourage everybody to come out.
And, you know, it goes to a good cause. They have scholarships for kids. They do all of these things off of this. And tickets are available. Give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or Scott Borg at 221-4650. We have flyers here at our radio station as soon as you walk in. On the desk out there, just take one and fill it out and join us that night, 30 April 2016 at Wind River. It's going to be great.
Okay, in the news. Should you be arrested for walking down the street texting? I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of KCNR land. A New Jersey lawmaker wants to make it illegal with a fine of $50 and or 15 days in jail. Oh, that's just what we need. What did you do? Well, I ripped off so-and-so and I got my fix of heroin and left my needle, blah, blah, blah. What'd you do? Well, I was texting while I was walking.
I was texting, walking down the street.
Yes.
And the cop got me because there was nothing else to
do. There was nothing else to do that
nothing
day.
Nothing else that day. How would you like to be on texting beat? You know, okay, Officer Schmuckatella, I want you to go out there and I want 12 people arrested for this texting.
Clearly texting and Facebooking while crossing the street is a growing problem. Pedestrian deaths are up 4% over the last 10 years. So something has got to change, right? I mean, I tell you, Carl, all the time while we're driving.
Did you just say right? Or is this part of the...
This is part of the thing. And then I'm like commenting on last paragraph. I'm going back to the article. Now, yes, the life of a pedestrian has changed dramatically in the last 10 years, and people are rarely looking up from their phones. Okay? And the people behind the wheel, even when texting and driving illegal in 46 states, mainly are still looking down at their phones while driving. Are you guilty of that?
No. But here's what I think. If you're texting and walking and you cross the street, that, you know what? That's gene pool. That's frankly, but I
know it's not.
It deepens the gene pool because if you're dumb enough to do that and you get hit, you know what?
I am sorry, but you look.
Now, the ones who are driving and texting, you want to put people in jail? Do that. Ride a motorcycle, nearly get killed 12 times because people are texting on their phones while they're driving, or they're talking, and they're putting on mascara, or they're eating a, you know. I mean, and they just change. They just kind of like drift over.
Okay, I just ask you today, if you are out and about, I'm just asking folks, people, our listeners, when you're out today and you're driving, look at anybody who's on the corner, walking on the street, and see how many people are looking on their cell phones, looking down.
You know what you need to do is if you see them doing it and they step out in the street, you need to kind of get up really close to them and just really hit your brake so it makes it, and then you honk your horn.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Like,
well,
give you the finger?
After they get up, maybe they'll think, and then you roll down your window and say, hey, stop texting, man. Hey, RTE says, you know, we're talking about where to put bad guys and girls. The Raley's building might make a good detention facility. Put the really bad inmates in the meat locker and the prostitutes in the pharmacy section. Thank you very much for that comment, RTE.
I'm trying to,
Well, you know what? It's just in there. Hey, one of the things that happened, of course, is our Cracker Jack Democrat legislature just voted that $15 an hour wage in. And Brian Daly released it, had a press release and said, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but he said, this has got to be the worst thing he has ever seen come through there. And he's seen a lot of bad things. Because it will have a non-significant impact in San Francisco and L.A. and San Diego. It will have a significant impact on small businesses here in Northern California. He said, if I could, I would have voted 100 times against this. Well, you know what? Maybe you should have, Brian, because that's the only way we're ever going to have fair representation is if they give you and the other three up there 100 votes apiece. Because the rest of them just don't care. They don't understand when you go east of the city limits of San Francisco, there's another world out there a rural world, an agricultural world, that's a world of small businesses that this is going to hammer. This is going to hammer. The Reading Chamber of Commerce has said, come out and strongly against this. Strongly against this. Now, is it going to be signed? Of course it'll be signed by Governor Brown. I could be wrong. If it is, I will write him a letter and say, I'm extremely sorry that I said that you were going to sign it, because that's the kind of guy you are. All right. Speaking of kind of guys you are, at 8 o'clock, 8:05, we have Congressman Doug LaMoffel will join us. I want to talk to him about a number of things. Here's your chance to ask questions, 605-4567. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. More Americans who had stopped looking for work are back in the job market. That caused the unemployment rate to tick up to 5% in March. The government says employers added 215,000 jobs. Economist Diane Swonk says wages, meanwhile, have remained stagnant.
We really need wages to accelerate. We're going to see those fits and starts as people come back into the labor force, but we want to see those wages accelerate to regain what was lost to the Great Recession.
Also on SRNnews.com, a utility company is working to restore power after a strong storm produced wind gusts of more than 80 miles an hour and left thousands of customers without electricity in central Georgia. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Roger Edwards says the storm system that caused tornadoes in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi continues to move today.
Your weather threat will shift eastward across Alabama, Georgia, Florida Panhandle, Carolinas, and up into parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Tidewater regions. And we expect mostly a thunderstorm wind threat, but there could be a few tornadoes.
Duke Energy reported about 1,500 customers without service early Friday, most in North Carolina. South Carolina Electric and Gas reported about 1,200 without service. North Korea has fired a short-range missile into the sea in what the North calls a response to the South Korean and U.S. joint military exercises. Hyungjin Kim reports.
North Korea to report the missile launch. It was the latest in a series of missiles, artillery, and other weapons launches that the country has carried out in recent weeks in response to the ongoing military drills that the North Koreans have called a rehearsal for an invasion.
A Virginia State trooper who was fatally shot at a busy bus terminal in Richmond, Virginia, is being mourned in Michigan, where he grew up and formerly served as a police officer. Police say Chad Dermeyer died after being shot multiple times. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary. Not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting? Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-489-8795. That's 1-800-489-8795. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-489-8795. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the car thousands of people were waiting for, Tesla Motors' new lower-priced Model 3 sedan. Tesla unveiled the vehicle on Thursday at its Los Angeles design studio. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said one reason he's so passionate about the new Model 3 is that it cuts down on emissions.
There are 53,000 deaths per year in the U.S. alone from auto emissions. So it stands to reason that if a vehicle is spewing toxic gas, that's obviously bad for your health.
Long lines at Tesla stores were reported from Hong Kong to Austin, Texas to Washington, D.C. Elevated lead levels have been found in more samples from New Jersey's largest school district. New York schools released data showing that lead above the federally recommended threshold had been found in 8 facilities used by city and charter schools. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 49 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new government report shows no change in the number of autism cases among children in the U.S. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has details.
The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that about 1 in 68 school-aged children have autism or related disorders. That's the same as when health officials checked 2 years earlier. The lack of change is noteworthy because estimates about autism have been steadily increasing. In 2007, the government estimated only 1 in 150 children had autism.
The causes of autism are still not known. Atlanta airport officials are warning of long lines at security checkpoints as spring break travel is expected to bring large crowds to the airport this weekend. Officials say travelers should plan to arrive 2 hours early for flights within the U.S. and 2.5 hours early for international travel. Officials say more than 80,000 travelers a day are expected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:05 in the morning here, April the 1st. Yes, it's been difficult. We have not done any April Fool jokes.
No, we haven't today. Yet.
No. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Our temperatures have gone up to 55 degrees, and now the weather forecast is calling for 80 today with our lows of 53. Tomorrow calls for 77 with our lows of 55, Sunday 78, Monday 76, and Tuesday, again, Carl, according to our 10-day forecast, looks like Tuesday now, the weather's the forecast, just like anything else, changes. Tuesday's calling for 85 and Wednesday 93.
Wow. Woo.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Well, pretty soon it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They do change it when it comes to the temperature, whether it was warm or cold outside. But anyway, they're locally owned and operated where they give senior veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And let's go to our Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone.
Susan Eastman is on the line with our Wells Fargo advisor.
I popped in just perfectly, didn't
perfect.
I?
Perfect. Let's hear what's going on in the market, Susan.
Right now, the major averages are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 49 points at 17,733. The S&P 500 is positive 1 point at 2,059. The NASDAQ gaining 19 points at 4,889. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 7 cents, trading at 13.59. Pfizer positive 19 cents at 29.83. Ford off 40 cents at $13.10 per share. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up 27 cents, trading at $162.99. PepsiCo up 31 cents at $102.79. Bank of Commerce positive 11 cents at $6.43. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.77%. Commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $17 an ounce at $12.17. Silver off 53 cents at $14.94, and crude oil down $1.36, trading at $36 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much for our updates on Mondays and Fridays. We couldn't get by without those. Let's go to our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Good morning. Great. We're great.
Is it crazy out there in political land?
I don't know. I'm home in the district here, so
It's okay. It's cool here, though.
it's absolutely upside down, and I don't know where it's going to go.
Did you ever think that we'd get into a situation where the two front runners for president have both got 70% dislike from the public or mistrust?
Well, I've been recounting who the top three is. You know, if Hillary is overall on average amongst all parties leading the polls, and Donald Trump is number two, and Bernie Sanders is number three, I guess, ahead of everybody else, then we're in a completely different zone here. So I wouldn't have thought this a year ago.
You were supporting Rubio.
Yes, I started out with Scott Walker, and he disappeared pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I looked at Rubio as a good all around guy who has conservative values that I agree with, but also attractive and electability that are important things in November too. So, you know, but I think given where things are now, and that things are looking pretty rough. That I'm taking a really good hard look at Bernie Sanders here, and he's been pretty consistent all the way through.
I know, it's April 1st today.
Why not just try something a little bit different? You know, a lot of people clamoring for that. We went up I-5 to Fort Jones the other day for a community meeting, passed the Bernie van pulling a wooden homemade trailer, like heading up to Washington there. So, I'm thinking that he might really have some ideas there that... So I might just go that direction there, Carl.
I tell you what, Bernie's...
Yes, it is April 1st.
Yeah, but Bernie is pretty cool out there. I mean, but he's beating her in Wisconsin now, too. What do you think about Cruz?
I better disclaim, no, it's not. I'm not going for Bernie, yeah. But, this will be recorded or something, right?
Yeah, no, you just anyway. Get that part out. Is that, you know,
there's Doug... April 1st out.
Yeah. Hey, what about Ted Cruz?
Pardon me?
What about Ted Cruz? What do you think about Cruz?
I think he's probably the safest choice of the top two for the Republican side at this point. You know, I mean, hey, he espouses the conservative values. He just hasn't been in a package that I've been concerned that, again, can win a majority of votes in November. That was part of it all along. So a lot of people like that nobody, you know, a lot of people like the idea that nobody in Washington likes him. I get that. But there's also... the concept that, you have to have broad appeal to win an election and still hold the values that are important. But, you know, I mean, he looks like a pretty good standard bearer right now. I haven't honestly made an official decision on backing him yet. But the Donald, I mean, you know, he's got a strong gathering, and he may have an untapped gathering that doesn't show up in polling. Either way, Carl, I mean, I guess I'm a little disappointed at this point, but it's going to come down to I call it a binary choice in November. It's going to be one or the other. And of them, for me, cannot be Hillary, okay? Cannot. I can't stand four more years of this way, trying to operate in Congress, and for the country to operate that way, the way they unleash their federal agencies on people with EPA and Army Corps of Engineers and BLM and everything else that they're doing. Four more years under Hillary would be the same thing that we have. So whoever the Republican choice is, and again, this doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement, I'm sure, but it's going to be something at least we could work with in the House. And that's an important factor. Whoever that president is, as much as you may like or dislike or think you're uncomfortable with them, they still have to work with the House and the Senate. And so that has an evening out effect on, because of the wisdom of the founders and their checks and balances, is that, you know, if for some reason, whoever gets elected, no one's going to do it by themselves up there.
Yeah.
So,
well, I heard Chris Matthews actually say, and this was kind of unusual, knowing where he comes from, he said the problem with having Hillary elected means another 4 years of what we've had. And
Chris Matthews said that?
Chris Matthews said that. He said, if you have a Republican elected, at least things will move, you know, will move forward or whatever he means. But he said that another Democrat is just going to be like four more years of battles, Republican being elected, at least things will get done, is what he said. So, and I think that's true. I think that if it is Trump, though I frankly am not supportive of him at all, no, I mean, Linda looks at me kind of funny. I think that he's raised consciousness of a lot of people, but I've seen it, and frankly, from when I've seen the things he said and the way he performs and the way he comports himself. However, if he is elected, and I would support him over Hillary,
that we have Congress, we have the House of Representatives, we have the Senate to kind of adjust, move, massage, push things out, and even say no.
So. Exactly, exactly. And if, you know, if the things he said during the campaign that are conservative views and he means them, then that gives us a lot of ground to work on, you know, or work with. So it's the voters that are deciding this thing. It's not me. It's not the House Republicans. It's not the party bosses, as much as people want to, you know, say there's a manipulation going on and all this stuff. I mean, yes, you have candidates coming out, or have other Republicans that are coming out for certain candidates against it and others, but that's not a concerted party backroom, let's change all the rules stuff. There hasn't been a single rule changed. And for people that are concerned, like, well, they're going to do a bunch of stuff at the convention. Well, if nobody reaches the 1237 threshold, which is the majority of the delegates before the convention, yes, then it's not. It's a wide open deal. Anything can happen, and there's no promises made to anybody. And, you know, certain people are going to be mad. Well, I'm not going to vote if they do that. Well, okay, then elect Hillary. But
so how do you feel about, Doug, if does it make you feel unsettled, or are you okay if there's an open convention?
For political theater, it'll be fascinating.
Maybe some people, you know, I've got to tell you.
I say give them shields and swords, walks out.
From watching, because I try to be neutral and when I'm watching these things. Last election.
You were real neutral last election.
No, I watched the Republican convention and the Democratic convention, and I said it looked like a bunch of older white people drooling at the Republican convention. That's what you show. People sleeping. There was no excitement.
There wasn't any excitement at it there. Not that we're supposed to be generating excitement because of the convention. Our candidate is supposed to do that. And, you know, we had, 16 or 17 candidates starting out on this thing several months ago.
Yeah.
And this is where we are now.
Yeah. You know what? And we need to take a break here. I hope we have you for a long time. All types of questions. People lined up want to ask you questions. I want to talk about the...
We can go a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. I want to talk about dams on the Klamath. I want to talk about the things that are going on as far as the economy up here in the North State. And I want to get your comments on this $15 an hour wage.
Let's feel the burn.
Oh, let's feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Okay. Hang in there. We have a call for you, too, as well, Doug. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing. chronic service master, and Authority Property Management, great community members, every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It's 8:20 in the morning here on April the 1st. You know what? There's always a good chance for a April Fool joke, or, you know, just being happy on April 1st. But if you have a crack in your windshield or a chip in your windshield, you want to go down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, can fix those chips or cracks up to over 24 inches in length. I've got people going down there all the time telling me what a great job he does. He did a great job on my truck windshield 7 years ago, and it just still hasn't, you know, it's just perfect here after 7 years. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373, or just go down to 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I'm feeling the burn.
You know, I'm feeling the burn because, you know, I can see where Bernie is going to gain some popularity now that Doug has rolled in and said he supports him. So, good morning, Congressman Doug Lamont.
April Fool.
I think that was a perfect April 1st.
Yes,
it was. When you started talking about it, you know, we're going, wah! Okay, let's go to the phones. Dave.
You got stuck on that for half a second, huh?
Well, when you started that, you know what? No, you know, no. I didn't. Only because somebody sent me something and it's the favorite thing that somebody sent me on Facebook. It's a picture of the Bernie Sanders sign ripped in half, and somebody had written it, put another part on it, and it said, I didn't have a sign, so I decided to take half of yours. I know you'll understand.
All right, let's go to the phones. And, Dave, you have a question for
Congressman
LaMalfa, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Congressman, did you see the U.S. Census numbers out a week or two ago that Metro Reading is losing population? Have you seen the school enrollment numbers for Shasta County, which have been going steadily downhill since 2008. Did you read that
the mayor of Carson City, Nevada, reported
there's a 10% increase in sales tax receipts for Carson City, which means sales are up 10% in Carson City. And we don't hear anything about our tax receipts or retail sales because I think the trend is negative here.
I believe in Sacramento they think nothing's going on. They think that everything's dandy in California as U-Haul does. I've heard this the other day that they're having to get drivers to bring empty U-Haul vehicles into California because it's all been, You know, it's a one-way rental. The one way is going to the other four. I know Carl wanted to touch on this. $15 minimum wage is flying through the state legislature right now.
Jerry Brown has already
cut the deal with the unions and everybody.
They've already done it.
What's that do for anybody? Any small business that can't put up a kiosk to order your hamburger is probably going to have to be just the mom and pop running it because, maybe they can afford one employee at 15, but it changes the whole picture on this. And the, I even saw our friend Bruce Dean from Black Bear. He was quoted nationally. He's going to figure out how to do it, but he's going to also, figure out how to adjust his menu. He doesn't want to get rid of his employees or anything like that. But if all of these people in small business have to make these decisions, whether it's the minimum wage is the current thing,
Congressman, and I see what Dave is saying. He says, we're having a drain here. Well, you've got less people. You have less people in schools and all that. But I think the result of what Dave is talking about that's happening is what's going on at the legislature in California. And this $15 an hour, I've never heard. Brian Dolly was on the show Wednesday, and I never heard him that fired up I mean, he said, you know, and then his press release. I'd vote 100 times against it if I could. It makes no difference to these people. When Oregon passed this, they made it, you know, so it was in regions. Like Portland could do 15. But when you got out to areas like Alturas or Redding or Shasta Lake, it was to 12.50 an hour.
It's a complete different cost structure, cost of living. But even then, the government shouldn't be mandating a number like that at all, where can you live on $15 an hour in the Bay Area, or the average house in San Francisco costs $1.3 million?
No, of course not.
That's not even realistic. The minimum wage there would have to be $40 an hour. So do you want to go ahead and do that, San Francisco? Let's get $40. You know, feel the burn. So it's just, it's Sacramento tinkering. I mean, I can't believe how far left they've gone in Sacramento. I've only been gone 3 years, and I must just have been ahead of the tsunami on that, because wow, the stuff that's been going on. So Brian seems to be fired up. I don't blame him. I'm certain our my friend James Gallagher down here, I heard he made a fiery speech on the minimum wage as well. So you know, it's hard to be a Californian, and it's not going to get any easier, because you know, you want to talk about the water situation up on Shasta here, where these people at U.S. Fish and Wildlife and NOAA believe that that Shasta Dam now is a storage of as a water storage site for cold water for fish in the fall over the senior water rights holders that have held those water rights for eons. That by the bottom line, the lady from NOAA told me in committee the other day that if Shasta didn't reach 4.1 million acre feet, that they would not guarantee that farmers would get their water on the Sacramento River on the west side of the valley over there by before June 1. Okay, so how do you tell farmers who start farming in April, you can't have water for 2 months because we want to keep water behind the dam for an additional period of time so we'd be sure we have cold water. We now have the luxury, now of making sure the fish not only have water during a drought, but that it's a certain temperature. Are you kidding me?
And they're not kidding. And unfortunately, this is going to continue on because of all the, it's not elected officials. It's these unnamed, faceless, bureaucratic thugs that are doing this stuff.
I asked the NOAA official in the committee, can you show me the Endangered Species Act where it says fish have to have water at a certain temperature and that you can stomp over long-held water rights by water contractors to do so? Can you show me that? Can you show me any revision of the Endangered Species Act? Well, no, this is our thing. You know, so I don't recall giving that authority as one of 435 members of the House or 500 in the Senate. Or I don't remember seeing that bill pass.
No, they don't.
So
they won't.
It is out
again,
of control agencies everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's why we can't have 4 more years of Chris Matthews, as he said, of the same thing for different reasons. Like we can't stand 4 more years of it because I don't know how long will be left. You know, David was talking about everything's going to Carson City. If everybody leaves to California, but they do this the rest of the country, where do you go? You know, Puerto Rico.
There's no place to go. Oh no, Puerto Rico is going going into poverty at this point because they're defaulting on everything. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa? Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask Doug, what in the world is going on with the Republican Party? What in the world is happening? I'm just so frustrated. Sorry about that. My dog's always fed up when we get to the...
Yeah, you know what? Your dogs are upset, too.
Some people are...
What his take is on the Republican Party, because it just... I want to leave it. I have no interest in being a part of the Trump clown show.
You're disgusted by what you see going on with the presidential candidates and the funny business there. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
I don't think we've got a good connection here. I've got the dogs. The dogs in the background, though. Okay, turn her down.
Oh,
are you back?
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
How is it that it's
happened? Hey, Ruth, we cannot hear you. You're really breaking up. But we got an idea of what you're saying. Okay, call back if you have another question. Okay, take that down.
We'll speak to her off the. She can listen on the radio. So
yeah, she can listen.
Ruth, I get the frustration here. The voters are, I think, just flailing and clawing at anything that looks different right now, and so the voters have put forward
who they think they like, and that's looking like so far the top two is Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. You know, you can't stop the voters from what they want to do, nor should we. It's just a deal where there's so much anger and frustration, but I get frustrated that it's misdirected because everybody says all the Republicans are Republicans. Well, I mean, the Republican platform still is the same set of values that are conservative and pro-family and pro, you know, private property, business, everything. It's still there, but we're at a time where the truth doesn't get out. I mean, if you saw the bills we passed in the House that are pro-business, pro-family, you know, we defunded Planned Parenthood and put that on the president's desk. He vetoed it. How many people know that? We took most of the underpinnings of Obamacare out, got it through the Senate and the House, put it on the president's desk. How many people know that we actually did that? So Obamacare would have folded up had it passed. What we need is a president in the White House, but we also people need that seek the truth, not just go with whatever's flying around on the internet that Heritage is putting out saying these guys are a bunch of sellouts. We have a divided government. We have a government with a president that gets away with pretty much whatever he wants until we stop him in court or find a way to defund it. You know, I mean, the courts have beaten him 14 times at least, you know, stopping his Central American immigration thing. The Fifth Circuit Court down in Texas put the brakes on that. Otherwise, it still would have been a steady flow. And so he's lost in the Supreme Court on several other issues. I mean, it's really, really sad for many reasons, losing a great justice like Scalia for who he is, but also the decisions that can be made the next few months. We could have, you know, beaten that one, giving teachers more rights. So it's a reflection of the times, of the misinformation that gets out there, and there seems to be a desire by Republicans to scream at each other instead of like, well, why don't we band together a little more tightly and see that most of us guys and gals are on the same team with 90% of the issues and trying. We have a divided government. We have separation of powers. We don't just get to do what we want overnight, even though I would like to, you know. And you talked about Brian Dawley's frustration down there in the minority in Sacramento. He'd like to do a lot more better things than what's going on. But the numbers are not with us, and it takes the American people waking up and sending people with us that give us the numbers to do what we really, really want to do. Otherwise, we're muddled along incrementally. So
unless we have a Republican as a president, then some things can
happen. And people say, oh, you guys, we gave you the majority in the House, the majority in the Senate. And, yes, that has helped. If you want to look at the years 2008 to 2010, when the Democrats had those same majorities plus the White House, that's when Obamacare passed. That's when Cash for Clunkers passed. That's when the stimulus package of almost $800 billion of brand-new spending out of the middle of the air came in place. That's when Dodd-Frank, which is just killing people that want to invest and, you know, work in the market and stocks and all that stuff. So it's just the really bad stuff passed when they had control. So if you think there's no difference, gun control would pass. They would pass more immigration. You know, we've been able to bottle it up. We haven't been able to pass great things because we haven't had the White House. This president gets away with, when the government is shut down over a principled thing like we did, the president blames us and the press writes it down. So, you know, there you go.
Okay, hey, we have to take a quick break, Congressman, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and they are the best in the North State. We use them. Everybody we know uses Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be back with us right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling, count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Best in town. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Congressman, one of the things I want to ask, is, and this came in off of somebody called and asked, is what kind of – I realize that government is not – does not make jobs or doesn't build businesses and all this, but do you –
No, I just spoke to a group yesterday saying, you know, when we're talking about the economic development group When the government brags about creating jobs, the government is not supposed to create any jobs. I mean, the last time I looked, when the government creates jobs, you get 15,000 more IRS agents to enforce Obamacare, and then you get people dreaming up a car tax where you get taxed for every mile you drive.
Yeah.
And so that's going to create a brand new bureaucracy. People keep track how much you drive down in Sacramento. They're wanting to do that, and they're thinking about it because they're not getting enough gas tax dollars, so they're going to dream up a new tax since you've gotten smaller vehicles that get more fuel efficiency. The reward for being badgered into driving a Prius is that they want to slap a new tax on you, so for every mile you drive. So that'll create jobs, sure. But yes, government doesn't create jobs. Sorry.
So, but what kind of, you know, one of the things that we've had a lot of people talking about is if we had the high-speed internet, if we had that fiber optic cable up here in Shasta County, and the largest, of course, population center in Shasta County is right, you know, in fact, North State is up here in Redding. What about the being able to bring, you know, via the government through a grant or whatever, because Obama's even talking about it, you know, putting everybody online, of you being able to bring in that fiber optic cable into Redding? It is automatically a job builder right there.
There's a couple factors there. First of all, I favor it. I do. But there has to be something to bring the cable to. And somebody still has to be producing something. It can't be all just monitoring data. There has to be jobs here to bring it to. Now, the cost of living, the quality of life here, Redding, Northern California, ought to be super attractive for people that, in the high-tech sector. I mean, we were just talking about minimum wage. It should be $40 in the Bay Area if it's going to reflect the cost of living, right? I mean, if that's your reality, is minimum wage fixes all that, which it isn't. But it blows my mind that we can't get some of the high-tech Silicon Valley-type production people to come over and come to Stillwater, come to Chico, come to Northern California. The different places that we have are, it's a great way to live, but they haven't taken advantage. I guess part of it's because it's still in California. And so if you're going to move, I guess the U-Haul just keeps moving.
Well, yeah, but we have
it will
had...
create more opportunities and open up more of the ability to do these things if they have the ability to tie in with high-speed internet, broadband, and all the technology that's needed to push that information and that anywhere in the world. But we still need to settle down to the idea that we have to have a jobs base in Northern California that reflects that, plus what it is that we've always been able to do. We're a resource area. And, you know, David was talking a while ago about why are the school numbers down? Because there's nothing for the kids to do here if they can't have a timber industry, an ag industry, farming, ranching, and the small businesses that are in town that are getting chased out by $15 minimum wage and all the other things heaped upon them. That's why it's going to Carson City. That's why it's going to other states.
Well, but we have people. We do have businesses that have started coming up here from Silicon Valley, and everyone says that when we talk about it, I want to go back to this, is that to come up, you know, to be able to move, it's like the chicken and the egg, Congressman. That if you have a high speed internet here, that fiber optic cable, then businesses can come here. If we have to establish the businesses and they don't have that fiber optic cable to be able to talk and move all the information they need to move back.
No, let's get it here regardless.
Right,
you
know, that's what I'm saying.
It'll be helpful to all of you who's already here. And I've pushed for that on the Natural Resources Committee, and you know we've done legislatively some small steps towards that direction. And additionally, there shouldn't be any barriers to it. It should be able to be a pure business decision to bring that in, you know, I mean, just for people that are already here, the telemedicine, to be able to send
everything,
information from up to rural hospitals, because you know how they struggle with trying to keep personnel anyway. If
you
have ways to send that information back and forth, have some really top-notch people be able to look at x-rays and lab results and all that stuff, then you have the ability for our rural medical system to work that much better with the increase of technology. So it's all good, but we still have to, once that road has been paved, there has to be something there at the end, and that's where we need a positive jobs atmosphere and the ability to attract and keep the ones that should have been here. I still go back to that we had a lot of jobs in previous years with timber, that the forests are in worse shape than ever thanks to government management on the public side, the public land. It's not government land, it's public land. And you can see the private sector helps. It does pretty well, but we have to have an economy. But, yes, that's an important link towards a modernized and more option-filled local economy, is having that communications ability.
So you would support then going after, you know, that money it might take to start this? Adam McElvain, who's running for city council, as this is one of his main platforms.
Well, of course. It's beneficial in many different ways. Just
okay.
We have to keep in our mind that when we accomplish that, we still have to have an atmosphere where
absolutely
wants to be here, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Siskiyou, so another question came in about...
Two-step deal, you know?
Yeah, it is, but it's kind of like, and it's the hard part, is that, you know, the chicken and the egg. So, but I think if we had that high-speed internet, if we had that fiber optic cable, that it'd be easier to start attracting people in here.
That egg has been slowly rolling into the area,
has.
And I think
it
will continue to do so. We just, whatever we can do to help
foster. We need to hatch it now.
Foster, yes, sir.
we need to have Bernie sit on us. I don't know. Okay, hey, Siskiyou Dam situation. Somebody just asked that one. And the dams on the Klamath. I know there's been a big battle going on.
It seems to be coming to a head because of deadlines that were, ended last December, and agreements are, you know, a little more tentative here. Tribes are starting to do different things up there with backing out of the agreement. You got Klamath Irrigation District that is backing away from the agreement. So there's a lot of dissension over this. But you'll hear from the left, the press, the regulators, is that, oh, this was this beautiful consensus that everybody thought is a great deal. Now, do you think the power company would be initiating removing dams if it was up to them, or would they just want to get their FERC grid license and continue to make green, renewable, hydroelectric, low-cost power? Okay? They would rather do that. They may not tell you because they're doing all the PR thing now and trying to get along with everybody, and they're afraid of their government regulators, so they don't say anything public other than it's an awesome agreement. The growers up there, is there anything in it for them? You know, I mean, they say they're, you know, neutral on dam removal. Well, you get down to it, they don't want to see dams torn out. They're productive people. Hydroelectric dams, they know, are good. But the guns to their head, I know they hate when I use that terminology, but there's not really getting better because the regulators are after them, the environmentalists are after them, so they say, okay, well, let's cut this agreement here that says we can yank the dams out and you'll get water. Well, I guess, but the water you're guaranteed is being guaranteed by a group of tribes that after a court decision has given them almost all the rights to the water going way back a long time. So is that going to be reliable? And then when you have the Fish and Game Director from Sacramento saying that, well, once the coho salmon and the endangered fish are back up above where the dams are, we're going to have to reevaluate what their water needs are going to be. And so if the water needs are need to be higher, which I can only imagine is the direction it'll go for the fish, then what's that going to come from? That means the farmers are probably going to be dragged back to the table, say, hey, you know what, we're going to have to take even more of what has been handed out to you scraps-wise of the water rights that in the revamped agreement. So you know they're going to get taken on this thing. I'm not a believer in this process at all because when they made people come to the table with the Klamath Basin Agreement, you had to agree to the agreement before you could come to the table. It's just similar to the meetings they're having now where they want to take the dams, and, you know, again, Pacific Core is all in, saying we're going to give the dams to a third-party nonprofit entity, which basically gets them off the hook and the state and the federal government supposedly off the hook. And whatever liability comes from removing the dams will be with this third-party entity over here. And so who gets stuck with the bag on that? It's still going to end up somehow being the taxpayers. We don't think the federal government owes it. Your state of California right now is your governor has budgeted $250 million out of the so-called water bond to remove those dams. The ratepayers and PacifiCorp have been getting charged for a couple years now an extra surcharge on their electricity to put aside $200 million to remove those dams. So, but you got California taxpayers out of a water bond going to be hit for $250 million to yank out dams. And what is the original purpose for it? I'm on a rant here, Carl, but the whole idea is that these dams are causing fish populations to not work out, that the population is too low because of those dams. Well, the only place this fish is endangered, supposedly, is on the Klamath River. They're plentiful on rivers farther north in Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and all that. You can commercially fish for them up there. You can buy them in Costco. You can get coho salmon in Costco. So this is just a game on here to have these dams yanked out and be trophy pieces for people to say, ha, look at that. Let's go after some more elsewhere around the country. It's nothing to do with results for fish. Did you know that there's at least 21 million cubic yards of silt sitting behind those dams that they say, oh, that won't be a problem. It'll wash right out. What kind of headstands do we do to keep silt from getting into a drainage ditch? When you're doing a housing project or a highway project, you notice that in October, everybody goes into a shell and they don't do the highway work anymore and they have to put all that rice straw and rice levels down and stuff to keep erosion from happening because, by golly, we don't want a little bit of silt to get into a ditch, which might get into another ditch, and it may get into the river 15 miles away. Don't talk to me about silt anymore when you can let 21 million cubic yards of silt just flow down the river and cause turbidity in the Klamath where all the endangered fish are, yet people are not being allowed to run the pumps in the Delta because, oh, it might cause a little bit of turbidity for the Delta smelt, or you're doing a highway project, oh, you might get a little bit of silt into a farmer's drainage ditch that I own instead of into the river 15 miles away. This is just a jam job, a scam all the way around, and I don't believe it. So that's why we've been showing up to the meetings there and demanding public input. They tried to do this handing over the dams and the private into a private entity in private meetings. They have the meetings in Sacramento. They have them up in Portland. They don't have them in the backyard where the people are that are affected by it, like, say, Wairika or Klamath Falls or like that. So we're demanding that, and we've gotten some public spotlight on this thing here. So, you know, they finally did agree to have one that was public, but they had it way down in Sacramento, four-hour drive away. I'll stop there so you can
okay.
Answer another question.
So, yeah, well, I need to I got people lining up here, and plus I need to take a break. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa, and we've talked about the $15 an hour wage hike
bringing high-speed cable in, the things that are going on in the presidential election, and now the water along the in along the Klamath, and the reasons not to take the dams out as opposed to taking them out. And we're going to be back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Great place to go. That's where we go to buy our guns, both pistols and long guns. He's got it all there, plus great customer service and discounts, real discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for 2 books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Wind River. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Bingo calendar subject to change. Bingo is better at the river.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 311-43.
Yelp, small town girl.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 55 degrees. And happy Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son team, located on Deschutes, over 1,000 drinks, including 250 beers and 250 liquors. Go check it out. They usually have their barbecue on the weekends. That's Mighty Fine Foods.
Okay, our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And somebody had asked a question. We said, you've already answered the question about you will support the Republican, whoever it is. And but we've got like about 8 minutes left, Congressman. What do you see happening up on the Hill back in D.C.?
Well, we have to get a budget done in the more immediate future here. And why that's important is that it empowers us to have the appropriation committee process, which then means a more item-by-item, line-by-line way of going through the budget instead of an omnibus or cromnibus or whatever you want to call it, or, you know, which pretty much happens at the end of the year and has a lot of stuff in it, and or the continuing resolution, which just takes what you have and renews it for a period of time, which, you know, Speaker Ryan hates that process, either one of them, so he really wanted to get started early this year with budget and appropriations, and we have disagreement on the budget. At what number should it be? Should it be 1.04 or should it be 1.07 trillion in spending? That's a $30 billion difference. And part of that $30 billion we're talking about is an augmentation of military spending. So that's why I'm going to be supporting the 1.07 number, because it's the one we'll be able to get done. It's going to bolster military, and we can, by getting started on it, the budget is a framework. It isn't the final product. And I want to get into the appropriations process where I can put provisions in, which I have in the past, where you can amend the spending plan to say, you know what, I don't think we should allow Army Corps of Engineers, for example, to spend money harassing ranchers because they want to plow or disc or rip their field in a certain way. I mean, we actually have that. The Sacramento Valley Unit of Army Corps is off doing its own thing on interpreting the law. And so that's one of the things we've done. I've had other amendments to defund particular areas of the individual budgets as they go through. So this empowers us. It empowers all the Republicans to find things they want to have better defined in that. So we got to pass that pretty soon and get that framework in place, and then start doing the really good work in the Appropriations Committee. I mean, you know, the upside of the omnibus is that had the appropriations of the whole federal budget is broken into 12 pieces. Well, several of those pieces were in the omnibus having done that work, but then other things get added to it as well that aren't really part of the budget, and that's why you ultimately voted no, is that it wasn't the complete package and other provisions that didn't belong, and I wasn't comfortable with, I'll stop there, but anyway, it wasn't the package I wanted.
So. You know, the military seems to be teetering in many ways. As other people seem to be noticing this, you're talking to people on the committees. I mean, our Navy is at the smallest it's ever been. Our people are being forced out. The fact is China is building islands into the South China Sea. Everything that's going on, yet it continues to they continue to seem to be pushing for our military to, I don't know, is there some kind of guerrilla warfare going on against our military from this administration?
I think this administration is doing what it can to disembowel it. So much of what we're hoping is that we can wait out this administration without them declaring everything a national monument and doing more things to put in place bad judges and other permanent appointees and the people they appoint as the secretaries of the different branches of government, they're more concerned about what the sexual preferences of our people coming in or all that stuff than having an efficient running military. And that's just got to be demoralizing. And then my understanding is what I hear time and again is that senior officers are the ones that are dismissed because they may not be necessarily going with the grain of where this administration thinks the priorities for military are. And we need to have one that's razor sharp, ready to go at any time, with well-equipped, well-trained, and backed-up military personnel. And then when they get home, we have to have a VA that actually appreciates them and honors them and gets them to where they need to go on what may or may not have happened to them during their service. I mean, that's just slam-dunk easy stuff. I don't know why the president doesn't wake up angry every morning about the VA until something really happens. So,
well, they keep telling us how good it is, and yet we were watching a doctor drain going on in the choice program that was seemed like a good idea. They've made it such a bureaucracy that it becomes difficult for people to use. There's billions left in it, or hundreds of millions of dollars left in it, and yet they are not letting people use it. So I still see 80-year-olds being sent down to Mather, a 6-hour trip, round trip, for 15
minutes. It's ridiculous. It's not even green having to spend all that gas, right? But that's not the important part. Yeah. It's that Congress did the right thing. We passed it. We funded it for their ability to have veterans' choice. And these guys, you know, we went to their meeting. They're right there in Reading several months ago. And they said, oh, yeah, it works. It works. It's doing that. Then how come we have veterans that when they ask for this exact thing, they get the runaround? The Reading Clinic is not staffed the way it's supposed to be. It's about probably half the doctors it should. But boy, they have an active VA police out front there making people feel uncomfortable. That's another thing we're going to be investigating. So
yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
anyway, Congressman, we're running out of time, but I sure appreciate every month
that you
come in here for an hour, because this isn't easy, because I know there's a lot of times you're sitting there going, you know, I would just like to start choking people.
You're like, I need my life back.
Well, you know, we asked for the support 2 years at a time, and people have been, you know, very supportive, and I appreciate it. And, you know, we don't always agree on everything all the time, but we do agree that we love this country. We want to uphold the Constitution, individual rights, the greatness of what the U.S. can be, and we just have to figure out the path to get there. And that does start with elections. Please send me somebody to the White House we can work with. And so much can change right there.
Right there. Because, okay. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, thank you so much, Congressman.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great month. All right, everybody. Hey, have a good weekend. Don't forget about all the things that are happening, especially the second annual Healing Waters Fly Fishing Mixer tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. Next Monday, we'll be in here with Enjoy the Magazine and much more, because it's the beginning of the month.
That's right.
Happy April 1st, everybody.
Yeah.
Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Washington, and President Obama is talking up that controversial nuclear deal with Iran.
Even as we continue to face nuclear threats around the world, which is the topic of this summit, this deal does remind us that when the international community stands as one, we can advance our common security.
The summit's focus today is keeping nukes out of the hands of terrorists. Big gains in the construction, retail, and healthcare industries fueled another solid month of hiring in March. Employers added 215,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department. DS Economics CEO Diane Swank says many people, men in particular, are returning to the workforce, and that could play a major role in national politics.
We're in a race to the election to see how angry people will be in November. And one of the things we've already seen is the bubbling anger, the undercurrent that we felt as a result of the marginalization.